Question 6 to 9. Listen to a lecture given by a biologist.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if a person who had lost a hand or a leg in an accident could simply grow another in its place? Humans can't do this, of course, nor can any other mammal, but there are creatures who can do this and more. The champions at regeneration are starfish and some types of worms. If only a small piece of one of these creatures remains alive, it can regenerate an entire new body. Imagine that! Then there are animals such as salamanders or insects that can regenerate entire limbs. When these creatures grow a new limb, here's what happens. A regeneration bud forms at the surface of the wound. It is usually cone-shaped and contains the same kind of embryonic cells that were present at the birth of the creature. These develop into specialized cells as they grow, and a new organ is gradually formed. Unfortunately, the more complex a creature, the less it is able to regenerate. Snakes can replace their skin when they shed it. Birds replace lost feathers. Even humans have certain powers of regeneration. When our top layer of skin wears off day by day, it is continually replaced. Our nails and hair are constantly being replenished. Even our second set of teeth represents a kind of regeneration. And we are able to repair damage, such as bone fractures and injuries to the skin and muscles. Some scientists are studying the process of regeneration in lower animals to try to learn more about it, so that someday they will be able to apply the lessons they learn to humans. Although it's doubtful that humans will ever be able to do what salamanders or insects do, this research may in the future help doctors heal wounds more quickly.
Number 6. Which of the following is best able to regenerate lost body tissues? Number 7. Which of the following would not be considered regeneration? Number 8. According to the speaker, what is in a regeneration bud? Number 9. According to the speaker, why are scientists studying the process of regeneration?